You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we have with us Lori Kelly, who is president of BDI, headquartered in Northern Virginia. BDI is a highly specialized manufacturer and industry leader for contemporary home furnishings, focused on innovative designs for office, home, entertainment, storage, and occasional furniture. Lori, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to be here.
So, Lori, for starters, tell us a little bit about BDI and what the company does.
Yes, I would love to. You know, we're very proud of BDI, both of our history and our future that lies ahead of us. It's a great story. It was founded in 1984 by Bill Becker, and BDI is a company that has been built on and clearly driven by a passion for great design in home furnishings. We have a real unwavering focus and mission to design and craft mostly contemporary home furnishings, and those pieces are available to our network of retailers and distributors, ultimately to consumers, who appreciate that nice genre of contemporary product. We're known as a trendsetter for the last 33 years, actually, and an industry leader specializing in those categories you just mentioned, which are media and entertainment products and office furniture. We also have an assortment of occasional tables, some storage and shelving, and some novelty pieces such as bar cabinets and bar carts. Our focus going forward will also be to continue on these categories of products as we like to focus on our core competencies. We've built that reputation for designing some beautiful furniture, and we try and innovate and elevate those consumer experiences while seamlessly integrating that technology into the home and our workplaces as well. And our success really has occurred by partnering with the very best retailers throughout the U.S. and Canada who are also really passionate about great design.
And what do you think has been the secret sauce that has enabled BDI to be so successful for more than 30 years in the furniture industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think there are really three areas that have been critical to our success over the years and that will sustain us going forward. The first one, it really all starts with great design and great products that not only meet the needs of consumers, but more importantly, gets them excited about adding them to their homes. We spend internally a great deal of time researching how people entertain, how they work, and how they live at home, so we can design products that will meet those needs, all while we create a beautiful piece of furniture that we know they'll be proud to own. We do not waver ever from our focus on contemporary design. And we do that by understanding what our retailers and their consumers look to BDI to provide to them. Secondly, we have an exceptional reputation and relationship with our retail partners. And when I speak with them, they're all very clear that they love doing business with BDI. They value the design focus of the product and the exceptional quality that we put into each and every piece. And we work hard every day to earn their business by providing them exceptional service as well. So having all of this in place is a terrific foundation on which we'll continue to build our business on, and one that we never, ever take for granted. And then finally, and probably maybe most importantly, is our amazing team of talented people who are part of the BDI organization. We work very hard to establish that environment that will support that team, and we value their contributions, and we reward them to be both forward-thinking and innovative. And as a result, we're very diligent about that communication piece so that everyone knows of all the great initiatives that the company's working on within the various departments while providing that opportunity for involvement for everyone of the team to get involved in all the great things that are going on. And, you know, to me, you can't really build a successful company and maintain it and sustain it without recognizing and celebrating that performance of everyone involved and providing the foundation for them to be successful both professionally and personally.
You also talk passionately about teamwork and collaboration. Now, as an accomplished business leader in the furniture industry, how has collaboration and teamwork played a part in your success? And or what role do you believe collaboration and teamwork play in running a successful business?
You know, I've been very blessed to have been in the furniture industry for many years doing something I love, and I've had the opportunity to work with some well-recognized and very successful companies. And I've served each of those in mostly executive roles. And honestly, no matter the position, when the company really truly believed in the power of collaboration and teamwork, it really always resulted in more satisfied employees. We had great innovation and just overall better results. I would always measure those results, certainly relating to the ones everyone does, which is revenue and profitability, but also in terms of growth of our employees, their performance, and, you know, overall retention. And the only way this works successfully, in my opinion, is through the leadership of the company, and they really must drive it from the top down. It has to be a value that the management team embeds and demonstrates every single day, and they have to set the example to follow. Or otherwise, I've seen what happens is a lot of these initiatives just die on the vine with so many others that were started before without keeping all of those important things in mind. It has to be an important, certainly embraced, and it has to be consistently nurtured part of any successful culture of a company. And when you do that successfully, really, in my experience, the results you see are really magical.
I really appreciate your sharing that awesome information there today. We are joined by Lori Kelly, who is president of BDI, headquartered in Northern Virginia, a highly specialized manufacturer and industry leader for contemporary home furnishings focused on innovative designs for office, home entertainment, storage, and occasional furniture here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Lori, can you give us an example of how you've used collaboration to produce stellar or unexpected results?
Yeah, I have actually one really good example of how I've seen this successfully work that I was a part of. It's been my experience that all smart companies keep their eyes open for incremental business opportunities that generally fall within that core competency, but they might be beyond your immediate range of sight. They're not always visible right in front of your face. So sometimes they're obvious and others at times that they're not. But in a past work experience, we were approached by an outside interested third party to consider designing and manufacturing a product for use in a commercial environment that was completely new to us at the time. And we were well recognized at the time as a leader in a similar product, but it had a residential application. So after much internal deliberation and discussion, and the reason that was important was beginning this initiative would involve a significant investment on behalf of the company at the time. We assembled created a team of very hardworking, smart people, about 15 people, if I remember correctly, who, by working together over the course of about 60 days, put together a business plan on how to proceed down this course. We started with an outline of how we could design and manufacture the product. We worked together to determine the marketing strategy and the overall messaging statement to successfully position it to who we believe were a good set of potential customers. We outlined the distribution plan and how we would target the opportunity, and then ultimately how we would present it to those prospects for the businesses that we sought. We internally had owners, or better yet, our experts within the company join the team so they could provide their leadership as well. We launched it with one key account, and as a result of all that work and thought and time and effort, it was an immediate success. And I would attribute that success completely to the transparent and collaborative environment that we established from the beginning. And this all happened with the complete support and encouragement of not only the executive team, but the leadership and ownership of the company. And they provided that leadership, which encouraged the team to work together towards the overall objective. And they provide the space and time and energy for that collaboration. And as a result, the initial launch year resulted in about $3 million in business and is now on target to exceed over $10 million in revenue. And that would not have happened without the level of teamwork with the original group. And then the final thing I would point out there is it's also important to note that during all of this, the discussions would get a bit combative sometimes. But because we establish that critical level of trust between everyone involved in the course of the project, those difficult conversations could happen because we had a very positive result at the end, all because of that level of trust that was established. And it was without a doubt one of the best experiences of my professional life. And I've looked back on that time many times, many occasions, as a terrific reminder to me of the power of that teamwork and collaboration that drives very positive end results.
Now, what advice would you give to someone starting a career in the furniture industry or really any business on what it takes to successfully lead a team?
You know, basically, in my experience, I boil this down to five quick things that are important to consider in this particular regard. First and foremost, you must always maintain an open and honest level of communication with all of your employees. Transparency is key, honestly, in building that trust and mutual respect. And at the same time, it will allow you to maintain some really great and high morale, which is critical to the program. Secondly, I like to reward and recognize the accomplishments made by the team members, and I highlight those specifically that came as a result of that team approach. Third, be sure everything in your organization, from your processes, even to how you physically office employees within the environment, promotes that level of teamwork and collaboration and supports it, because that will provide the opportunity and the time for the team to actually do it and execute on it. Fourth, I like to create a place that I love to work in. You know, after all, if your team sees the positivity, the creativity, and yes, the hard work as the leader that you bring to the workplace, it fosters that mindset throughout the organization. I think the term lead by example is probably greatly overused, but honestly, that's a fundamental must for me personally, and it is my daily mindset. And then finally, and this is probably the most important one to me, I want to be a leader that can be respected, and I work to earn that every day by how I conduct myself with both the people that I work with and certainly in my personal life. I found it personally impossible to work for someone I don't respect, and as a result, I work hard to ensure that I earn the respect of those I'm responsible for. I think that's critically important.
It certainly is, for sure, and there's a lot that we can learn from what you have shared here today on collaboration and teamwork. Really appreciate all your insight here in all regards. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final word, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think this is actually pretty simple. Personally and professionally, I subscribe to the all-in leadership style in how I interact with everyone. The word in being the first syllable in each of these next three words. So I believe in being very interactive in all that I do, reaching out to lots of people. I believe in being very intentional and working hard. And I also believe in doing all of those things with a great deal of integrity. You know, being truly interactive really exudes that notion of collaboration. We really need each other. And we must have the ability to rely on each other to be successful in really any endeavor we take on. There is undeniable power that occurs when a team of people come together working towards one goal. And I believe there's nothing that can't be accomplished when that is done successfully. I do believe in being intentional. I'm always determined and focused on all things important. There's power in working hard because nothing worthwhile ever comes easy or without great effort. I think we need to have high expectations of ourselves and all that we do. I was once taught by someone very smart that spectacular results always follow unspectacular hours of preparation, and I have found that to be true in all of my experiences in a work environment. And finally, I do everything in both my personal and professional life with great integrity. Trust, honesty, transparency, those are three principles that must be earned and maintained in all interactions that I have without exception. And I think by doing this easily trickles down and out to all of our customers, all of our vendors and suppliers, and all other people that we do business with. And I believe in the power of relationships within any industry, regardless of what you do or who you do it for. And I work really hard to maintain them no matter where I go or even what I do. And I've found over the years that I'm able to call upon them when I need them. And I attribute that to the importance I place on conducting myself and my business at all times with a great level of integrity. So for me, that all-in mentality has proven to be very successful for me throughout the years. And as a result, I've been so very blessed in all of the opportunities that I've had and the people who I've had the pleasure of interacting with. So for me, it's pretty simple.
Outstanding insight today, Lori. We really appreciate it and certainly appreciate your time as well. Where can listeners get more information on BDI and where can listeners be in touch as well?
Yes, that would be wonderful. You can find out a lot about BDI, all of the great history of the company and what we do by going to our website, which is BDIUSA.com. And you can also find out great retailers to purchase BDI products for your home. But it's a wonderful company and really honestly appreciate the opportunity today.
And you're more than welcome. Well, Lori, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and again, wishing you all the best, and thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much.
We have been speaking with Lori Kelly, who is president of BDI, headquartered in Northern Virginia, which is a highly specialized manufacturer and industry leader for contemporary home furnishings, focused on innovative designs for office, home entertainment, storage, and occasional furniture. And once again, for more information, visit BDIUSA.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.